Darkness kind of feels uncertain, lonely, and sometimes overwhelming. And we have all faced, at one point, dark times in our lives. On that very first Christmas, the world was waiting in kind of a darkness in the hope of a Savior. This is the hope of Christmas. Jesus was born into a world of darkness, a small baby in a humble manger. But he brought the light of God's love to everyone. Hope doesn't mean that the darkness disappears, but it reminds us that the light is stronger and will overcome. It's like when we drive around and see all the beautiful lights on everybody's houses, or when we see the lights on our Christmas trees, or all the lights from the candles we light. It's a reminder that Jesus was coming into a dark world. And our candle lighting tonight is going to symbolize that Jesus is the light of the world, spreading love and hope in a dark world. We're going to do our first gift now of Christmas. And our church supports 5 missionary families. And these are families that have sacrificed a lot, and they pack up and they go and live in these communities and serve these people and help them. And we're going to give an offering tonight, and I know little is much when God is in it. So whatever we give, it will bless them at Christmas. We have 5 families. 2 of them are in Canada. 1 is in West Vancouver on the downtown east side. 1 family is in Thompson, Manitoba, serving the indigenous people there. 1 family is in France, serving the Jewish people. And we have a family in the Cameroon and Mozambique. And these people give and give and give, and we want to bless them tonight. So we are going to have our candle lighters come. They're going to light the end people, your candle, and then you pass the flame down and light your whole row. When all the candles are lit, Glenda and Howard are going to lead us in Silent Night. And Silent Night is one of the oldest Christmas songs. It's over 200 years old, and it was written first as a poem, and then music was added to it on a Christmas Eve. So we are going to sing Silent Night as we come up to the manger and put your first gift in, your first offering of Christmas for these missionaries. If you are not giving an offering tonight, just come with everybody, walk up, and as Mary did, she pondered and she remembered this holy night. So either give or just ponder and walk with everybody with your candle, singing Silent Night. After each row has come through, you can go back this way, have a seat, and extinguish your candle. Our candle lighters can go ahead and light, and we can just hear the music play quietly till everybody's candle is lit, and we will give our first gift for Christmas.
Thank you.
You can extinguish your candle if you like. As we bring our Christmas Eve service to a close, let us leave here filled with joy and hope of this special night. We have celebrated the birth of Jesus and the greatest gift of love the world has ever known. Let us ponder, like Mary did, the significance of this night over 2,000 years ago. We're going to call our pastor Matt to close in prayer and just dismiss us. But all the children that are here tonight, when you leave, there's going to be birthday cake for baby Jesus out there, and make sure you grab it on your way by. But we'll just call Pastor Matt now to pray and dismiss us.
What a blessing it was to be here with you tonight. And I love the candlelight service, when you light the candles and all the candles are going, and just the pondering and the thinking. And I know that we don't have the Christ in that. I know that he's not in the manger, he's not. But we do have reminders of the Christ who came for us and came to give us life through him and to believe in him. So just as we leave here too, I don't know where everyone is at spiritually. I don't know where everyone is at in any form or fashion. And I just want to make sure that this time doesn't just get left here, that it doesn't just stay here for this night. We leave this building and we go back to our usual day-to-day. The whole point is of a light is to remind us of who Christ is and the light that he is for us, and to believe in him. So let's pray together. Father, I just thank you for this evening. I thank you for all the time and effort that everyone took to complete what we had before us, and what a blessing it was. And you have gifted so many here tonight who have blessed us with what you put upon their heart and the time and effort to do so. And I just thank you that through the grace of Christ, we can have new life and to know that there is hope in a dark world and that Christ is that light that come in the midst of darkness. And if we believe in the work of Christ and the completion of Christ, there is hope for eternity with him and hope and joy when he comes back to redeem those who are his. What a blessing and joyful time that will be. In Jesus' name, amen. Be blessed.
We'll be right back.